current state three times every weekday on WKAR 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. on 90.5 FM and every day at noon on AM 870. I'm Mark Bayshore. Deciding to seek help for addiction is likely the biggest step toward recovery, but there are many steps after that one. The National Council on Alcoholism serving the Lansing area offers programs designed to assist people who want help. In our Neighbors in Action segment this week, we're going to take a look at their programs and find out more. Joining us here in the studio is Executive Director of the National Council on Alcoholism in the Lansing Regional Area, or NCALRA. It's Jessica Robinson. Hi, Jessica.
Good morning, Mark.
And also with us is Stacy Hiller, who's been a participant in a recovery program at the agency. Stacy, welcome.
Good morning. Thank you.
Thanks for being here. Jessica, you've got two residential centers, and then you've got a transition home. Describe briefly for us here what happens in the residential centers, what happens in the transition home.
Okay. So during the time that a candidate comes into recovery, they will be evaluated based on a survey, essentially, which kind of gives them a healthcare model. With that, we work with counselors who provide a treatment program. So it's a specific program that they have in terms of laying out, identifying skills, identifying difficulties that the person may have behaviorally, mentally, emotionally, and also health-wise, physical health-wise. So with that, they provide a specific treatment program to each individual's needs.
Okay.
And in the recovery homes, they come into a home-like structure. So it is a household where they share rooms and also work with peers. They have one-on-one support, group support. They work on skill building, work in participation in all of the household chores, and also are activated in terms of continuing relationships with outside community members who are in recovery. So we give them access to the outside recovery community and introduce them to all the many different ways that they can stay connected as they leave the house and transition into regular daily living.
Okay. And what does your – describe a kind of a common recovery program. What are the main features of the kind of recovery program that you find yourself, or do they vary so much there isn't a most common recovery program?
Well, for our program, it includes treatment. So we will work with the person in terms of their medication, in terms of health care, so they will be able to access doctor's care, they access dental care, they access one-on-one counseling for mental health and behavioral health issues. They work together in groups for group support. They practice skill building, journaling. They work on what we call didactics, which are specific homework assignments, is the best way I can describe it for somebody who's outside of the that realm, which will help them to identify and kind of connect with the things that really start to get in the way of them being able to live a normal, healthy life.
Stacy, you've been through a program at the Glass House. Is that a residential center, or is that okay? That,
it is indeed.
That's a residential center. How is it you came to be there?
Well, I had struggled with addiction and alcoholism for quite a while, and I kind of was to the desperation point that I needed some serious help. I tried to do it on my own quite a few times, and it just was not working for me. So I actually had set up a meeting with the NCA for intensive outpatient treatment. And I went to my first class, and when I was finished with it, I knew I needed something more intense. Mm-hmm. So they recommended the Glass House.
So you became a resident.
Yes, for 77 days.
Now, can candidates come to you and say, I'd really prefer an outpatient kind of approach here?
Absolutely. Okay. When candidates come for help, we work with them specifically one-on-one to identify what they truly need in terms of the programs that we serve. So we have outpatient. We have intensive outpatient, which is just a more intensive programming, and we have residential, and then we also have transitional housing. Now, transitional is once they have accomplished some residential treatment, they will move into what I would consider a like three quarters or a halfway program where they're still experiencing some of the programming of the NCA, but have a lot more independence. So they begin to seek jobs, education, they begin to be self-supporting, and just utilize a lot of the peer-based recovery supports.
Stacey, I want to ask you, how soon after your very first visit here did you realize that you really needed something more than an outpatient approach? Was that during that first meeting, or was it some number of days or weeks after that? Or, I mean, how long did it take you to realize, hey, I need more than the outpatient
approach? It was during the first meeting.
No kidding.
Yes, I kind of had a hard time concentrating, and I was just, you know, I was emotionally spent. I was desperate, and thankfully they got me in right away, because typically there's a waiting list, but they were able to get me in right away, so I am so thankful.
77 days in the residence. What aspects of the program were most impactful for you? Where was NCALRA really able to help you? Can you pinpoint one or two areas?
Well, one of the nice things is working with the actual people that work in the program. A lot of them are in recovery themselves, so they can identify and relate to me, or they could. So it was really nice to be able to work with people that understand, you know judgments, no, mm-hmm. and they're very helpful, very insightful. Also, the didactics were a big part, and the treatment planning from the counselors were helpful, because you were constantly, like Jessica said, doing your homework. Mm-hmm. And say I had a problem with shame and guilt. I had a lot of shame and a lot of guilt that I was trying to work through. And so that would be one of my homework assignments that I'd work on for, you know, a few weeks or so. Mm-hmm. And just a lot of literature, a lot of one-on-one, a lot of group. It was all beneficial. The structure of the program was very helpful, because they don't give you time to just sit and think about everything. You are constantly, constantly busy doing something.
It's like a good kid's summer camp. I mean, they are busy from dawn till dark, right?
Yeah.
I understand the impact of that. And Jessica, you yourself have gone through the recovery program. What can you tell us about your past, your challenge?
I am in long-term recovery, that is true. I've been sober for 8 years, or actually a little over 8 years. The impact of the program of recovery, and I came in through what they would call the 12-step programs, is exponential. It's when I was still in the throes of what I would call addiction now. You know, at the time it was just depression, bipolar. I was diagnosed with a lot of different issues. Obsessive compulsive disorder. I had been through all kinds of things, you know, obesity.
How would you say your own experience impacts the work that you are doing now?
I think it gives me a great deal of passion
for
the person who walks in.
It has to inform what you do.
It absolutely does. I think that the personal experience of struggling with and suffering through that kind of mental and physical health, and I would call it an epidemic at this point, it's an epidemic that people are experiencing in the Lansing area today, just pushes me. It drives the passion that allows me to serve.
Do you help people with, do people with opioid issues end up getting involved with your agency?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. I mean, that has, you say epidemic, and I think more and more of us are inclined to think of opioids before they think of any other issue. What role do volunteers play in what you do?
We use volunteers a lot. We actually connect with the 12-step programs in the Lansing area. There are over 350 community support groups in the Lansing area, 12-step recovery being part of that community support. We rely heavily on volunteers from that program in order to mentor the men and women that are in our program.
Stacey, where are you at right now?
I'm in a really good place today.
Good.
I'm continuing my recovery every single day. It's one day at a time.
How much work is it now compared to the, say, the 77 days you spend in the residence?
Well, of course, it's a lot different because I'm on my own now.
Yeah.
But I still am active in the 12-step program. I go to meetings every day, or at least I try to every single day. I'm also involved with the NCA as well, still in outpatient therapy. And I plan to stay in it as long as I need to. When you want something as bad as I do, then you're willing to go to any length to
get it
to
done.
Get it.
Yeah. We wish you both the best of luck, and we commend you on all your important work here. Is there a website here where people can learn more?
There is indeed.
Jessica?
You can learn more at ncalra.com. We also have a GoFundMe page at gofundme.com/NCALRA.
NCALRA.com. I've been speaking with Jessica Robinson, Executive Director of NCALRA, and Stacy Hiller, a participant in one of their recovery programs. Jessica, Stacy, thanks very much.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.